Captain Jim Lovell, NASA astronaut, Apollo 13 commander, joins us. Always an honor to talk to you, sir. This is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 13. April 11th marked that date. One of the most momentous space flights of all time. Your craft suffered a major explosion as you were approaching the moon. It's one of the most amazing stories in NASA history. Even though that was 50 years ago, does it seem like just yesterday?
Well, it's a long yesterday to me, being 50 years, but I still remember it quite vividly. And we were all planning to do a little 50-year celebrations of Apollo 13. Of course, when the pandemic came down, that all got canceled.
And now the United States plans to launch the first men into space from U.S. soil in almost a decade. How important is this moment for space flight and the U.S.?
Well, I think it's very important, if nothing else, to boost the NASA operations. I mean, we've been using Russian's rockets for years now and paying them quite a bit of money to do it. And there was no reason why we shouldn't be doing our own work. You know, we built some wonderful rockets. The Saturn V was fantastic. And we have the Titan. And why we can't keep using them, I didn't know. But actually, we brought the private sector into it with SpaceX. And they said they could do it. And it's a financial thing now. We pay them to send our people up to the space station.
How do you feel about that? Should this be a government initiative or a private business initiative?
Well, it's a lot better than it had been. We've been paying millions to the Russians. Well, we should be paying it to our own people. But it all depends on how you look at it. It's costing us, the government, just about the same anyway, whether we build the vehicles ourselves or whether we have a private company do the work. And I kind of think that having a private company involved is somewhat of the American way.
Captain Lovell, do you think we're going to get to Mars?
I definitely think we will be on Mars, and I think the process will be that we'll eventually go back to the moon. We'll look at that infrastructure to get there and to explore the moon, and we feel quite confident and safe that we can do it. And then we'll use that infrastructure and boost it up and everything to make it go to Mars. And then we'll use that system, and we'll eventually go to Mars, maybe the first time, like Apollo 8, just to fly around to see how everything works out, and then finally we'll build the devices and return vehicles to come back to the Earth after we land.
There are some American taxpayers that don't think Mars is worth it, is it?
Well, they have a good question. I mean, we've done an awful lot of Martian exploration already. The vehicle we have now is really something else. It can send back information about the lunar soils. It can travel back and forth. It can photograph the surface. Mars is there, and the challenge to go there is inherent in the culture of the human being. And so whether we think it's logical or not, we're eventually going to go there, and there's some prestige involved, of course, that we're still challenging each other to be well-known to what we can do. And I think American is the United States is part of that. And I think you'll see us do that with a very serious effort of building up a system that will eventually get us to Mars.
SpaceX flight will take off from pad 39A at Cape Canaveral. You've taken off twice from those pads. What memories or emotions does this evoke for you?
Well, it is a good remembrance of me. And, of course, I would maybe like to go back again now that they are going to the International Space Station. That's one thing that I've never done, and I see that they're all wearing new spacesuits, I guess much better than the ones that we had. And then, you know, what's amazing is you have to take a look at the crew. Here are two astronauts that have flown before, and their wives are astronauts, and they've flown before. So, you know, it's sort of a family effort.
Captain Lovell, when those astronauts sit on the pad before takeoff, what goes through their mind?
Well, they're concentrating on the countdown and making sure that everything that works according to what they can see on the instrument panel and what they hear and what happens. The only thing that the crew on all the flights, whether it was Gemini, Apollo, or this present one, you have a certain countdown procedure, and you're looking at making sure that everything works at the proper time, and you do the things at the proper time to make sure that the launch goes. You know, one thing that is happened in the past is you go down to a certain procedure and something doesn't work with it, and the whole thing is canceled.
In those last waning seconds, though, is there fear? Are you saying a prayer?
Well, all the prayers and everything, I think, are done way beforehand, up the elevator to get into the spacecraft. Yeah, you have to say that the mindset of an astronaut when he gets in there and gets suited in the spacecraft itself says that I've done everything so far to make this flight right. I've been trained carefully. I know what's going on. I have a, and they're looking intently as the countdown goes down to see if things all fall in place. If there's something that doesn't fall in place, which has happened in the past, then things are recycled. They are disappointed. They got out of the spacecraft. They go back down, and maybe things are fixed. And a couple of days later, they get back in it again.
New astronauts are being recruited, not just for NASA, but for the Space Force. What do you think about the Space Force?
Well, I'm quite understand exactly what the Space Force does. The Air Force, I know, for military means, has the responsibility. But I don't know whether the Air Force is not military, whether it's commercial or not, I don't know. I think the Air Force and what they were doing for the longest time on ICBMs and everything like that is in their right to do that. But this is a civilian program now, or part of it is, and I think we should leave it in civilian hands.
Are you concerned about the future of NASA?
No, I'm not really concerned about it. I think what NASA does is provide the United States and the world the ability to keep going forward in science. The more we do things back and looking at now, looking at the universe, looking at other the stars, and flying as we're doing, I think it adds a lot of new science to the country. It keeps us number one, or at least one or two of science countries that are doing more to enhance the population. And so I think we should keep it going.
Captain Jim Lovell, 50 years after Apollo 13, it's an honor to have you with us.
My pleasure. Take care.